Love Talk Radio.
Mother is a method. Got to get the method. The method to my brothers and sisters.
Mind. Surely we had tried, but we all live right there in Africa.
Hotep, Alafia, and welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have your Omiinka here live coming to you straight from my living room. So how is everyone doing this evening? I hope everyone's doing fine. We're still on that subject of reparations. And ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to invite you to be a part of the discussion. We'd like to invite you into the room. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to station identification to correct some of that technical difficulty, and I'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. You know it is the power of faith that gives us ability to come in the room every day to speak. The power of faith.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in a heart that seems that our lives are falling apart? Dreams from the night. In my heart.
Yes, our faith is strong, ladies and gentlemen. It is our ancestral song. We want to remember that. And today's topic is about reparation. I hope you've been going down on my website and noticing that I did include a capture for you on the YouTube in reference to reparation. Also, over the weekend, I changed up and I added a videotape about the 21st century slavery, and I hope that you had a chance to view those those videos. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're free to come into the room to talk about reparation. We have been holding the discussion about reparation. This week's topic today is reparation, the legal codes, the black codes, the laws, and the guests. We are going to be talking to someone tomorrow and not today, someone who can speak on issues pertaining to reparation. Hopefully it'll be a couple. If not, it'll be a single individual. So today we've already discussed our black codes and also the codes that pertain to the laws that were implemented during the time of slavery. So we're going to touch on one other topic today, and that is to talk about how necessary it is for African Americans to have at the top of their priority the rites of passage and understanding how conscious information, not only for our youth, but for our elders, is very important. And reparation is a part of that. And sometimes we get the impression that because we've now got our civil rights, that it's not necessary to talk about topics such as reparation or staying politically correct. Now, the way that we stay politically correct is that we must let churches know that every church must have on the agenda the topic of conscious movement and change for the benefit of our communities. And those elders who are in those churches, they are borderlining on old information. And every now and then we have to update our ante and incorporate new information and current information. And some of our churches are just not where they should be when it comes to talking about reparation. How do they get it on their agenda? First of all, they can invite lawyers to start talking about the black codes, to start talking about how they affected the African American during the time of slavery. They can invite all of those pro bono lawyers who normally give sessions and free sessions to the community. Let them bring it to church to talk about issues that pertain to reparation. One, to be exact, would be the 21st century slavery. Where is it coming from? How is it that we still have slavery in the 21st century? And why were some of these people still held as sharecroppers and were still on these plantations? Now we're finding them they call it the pigeon files, and these are files that have been kept away. And as you can see on the website, the young lady who is a genealogist talks about the latest case of slavery being reported as late as 1980. Now, from what I gather, she was on a mission for 10 years gathering these facts about slaves that were locked away and not given their rights and suppressed and held at gunpoint to stay in captive in slavery. Now, there's a number of things happening right now as I speak. There's a number of people speaking out against this injustice of holding people slavery continually in the 21st century. And there are some people who are even bringing class action charges. If you take a look at that videotape, it will take you through a series of an interview with the family, preferably one of the young ladies who was held captive in slavery at gunpoint and beaten. Now, we've got a lot of things going wrong now. We've had all these people say, how is it that we owe you for slavery or reparation when none of you are in slavery now. Well, that's not true. There are some people that are still held in slavery, and those people certainly need their day in court to talk about why they were continued to be held in captivity. One of the things that they, I'm sure, are going to look at is violation of their rights, their constitutional rights, and looking at those who have died in the 21st century while being held captive. I understand that there is one young lady that has been giving the interviews who was bold enough to step up and talk about what catastrophes happened to her and her family. However, a lot of these were based on black codes and laws to keep them in prison in slavery. Now, if they found out that the DA was the father who was holding them in captivity, and the judge would be the grandfather, and then the brothers and sisters could be a part of the jury, then literally they were using trickery on people that were very unlearned and taking advantage of these people. It comes to my mind that somewhere along the line, that if those people are now living and can bring claim against those slave owners, then they're entitled to all kinds of reparation. Now, you must remember that there were corporations involved who benefited from slavery as well. Large amounts of tobacco companies and corporations. What is going to have to be discussed out in the open is exactly how many of those 16 states still have slaves that are not being talked about or visually discussed. How many of those family members are still held in captivity? Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere as we go to station identification. We will be brief, and we'll be coming right back at you, getting ready for our talking cure.
Let's all the night.
yes, we have to get into the subject, ladies and gentlemen, and the subject still is at hand, reparation. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? Where do we stand on the Emancipation Proclamation? Where do we stand on the situation about the 21st century slaves? Where do we stand on that?
Shop owner, I want your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should? My brothers who got all their wealth. They say God bless the child who got his own. So a child be blessed, he can't do much alone. Who can I turn to if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do?
Oh,
we can help ourselves with Ujamaa, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to have to patronize your fellow brothers and sisters in the community. So why not buy from them and make your purchases count and let that dollar circulate more than one time in your community? And as you heard it, we can help ourselves with Ujamaa. Let's get ready to go into our meditation. If you have out your list of names, you can get ready and get prepared to go into your meditation with me. And as we prepare for the meditation, we're going to prepare for our libation. We're going to pour libations to the west. And we pour libations to the south. We say libation. We pour libations to the north. We say libation. And we pour libations to the west. Libation. Ladies and gentlemen, call out your names of your ancestors and acknowledge them. I like to light a candle on my mother's side of the spirit, and I like to light a candle on my father's side of the spirit. And ladies and gentlemen, I am going to prepare for the meditation, so as you quiet your spirit, please count breaths with me. As you count breaths, ladies and gentlemen, taking deep breaths, breathing in and out, I'll synchronize my vital signs with yours as you synchronize yours with me. Let's call on our ancestors. I like to call on Clara Mae Jenkins, and I say, Ashe. I call on Robert Jenkins, Ashe. I like to call on Essalie Pope, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. I call on George Lilly, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. I call on Ludell James, Ashe. Lucille Day, Ashe. Louise Lord, Ashe. I call on Robert Jenkins, Ashe. Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. I call on Elijah Day, Ashe. Emmanuel Day, Ashe. I call on Avery Day, Michelle Harvey, Ashe, Michael Harvey, Ashe. I call on Isa Lilly, Ashe. I call on Nisha Lilly, Ashe. I call on Bessie Lilly, Ashe. And I call on Michael Harvey, Ashe. I said, so be it, so let it be done. As we call on our ancestors, making place for them, setting aside time to acknowledge our ancestors, knowing that it's our ancestors' shoulders that we stand on. We thank our ancestors for opening up the way to make it plain and clear for us. We ask that our ancestors come and sup with us. As we get prepared to go into the sanctuary, I ask you to get ready to go into the sanctuary. Thank you. Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, you just completed the talking cure. And for the information of those new people in the room, we have created the talking cure for self-help modality to talk ourselves out of the complications that we found ourselves in. We have used this as a form of psychology and therapy. There are a number of us African-American who found that we can talk our cure into being, and we have created the talking cure to talk about what ails us as we bring on our ancestors to acknowledge them. And now, once again, we're back on the topic of reparation. You can call into this room now if you like, and that number is 646-478-0270. We welcome your calls and like for you to call in and give your comments. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? Have you viewed that videotape about the 21st century slavery? Have you had a chance to take a look at the detailed information from the genealogist and her research? What do you think about PN3? And what exactly is PN3, and how could it have been hidden for so long? How do they still have the Jim Crow law still in effect with various different soldiers watching over these slaves, keeping them submissive to staying on these particular campgrounds? Once again, slavery is alive and well, ladies and gentlemen. It has not been eradicated. Even though the Emancipation Proclamation came, we have found that slavery is still alive and well in some 16 counties. Now, they've actually discovered that these files have been tucked away, and some of the actual files were letters written by individual slaves with the assistance of their advocate. And these slaves have been begging for help. There are a number of young people still in parts of Louisiana and Mississippi who are asking for assistance. And some of them are in areas that are very poor. However, we're talking about the slaves, the ones that are incarcerated and who are kept on these slave camps and cannot leave and have been told if they leave, they will kill them. Now, something is probably being done as I speak, and there's somebody that's already looking at bringing lawsuits and class action cases right now. Now, this isn't according to OMI. Don't go shooting the messenger again. I'm just the messenger to awaken you, as the watchman on the wall does it, to alert you to what's going on. And I stumbled over this videotape. I had no idea that was what was out there until I stumbled over the videotape on YouTube. It seems as if there are a number of different videotapes pertaining to the fact that there are 21st century slaves out there. And they are aiming to do something about it, not just research, but put all of their ducks in order and documentaries and create a case. That's right. Now, here we got all these laws that says you can't do this, you can't do that, but we find people that are the ones that have created these laws are breaking the very laws they created. Now, we know that laws are made to be broken, and we know that they have to be ratified and recreated and amended. But we don't know that the people that create these laws use the laws to attack other people and to destroy other people. Then we need to revisit the laws, and something needs to be done about it, because you certainly can't have laws that secure and protect other people of different races. Laws must be made to protect everyone. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, Omi's not going to get on her soapbox after today, but I am going to invite you in the room to come and converse about it and talk about what we can do about it. What can we do about this 21st century slavery? Do we believe it? Do we invite these people out in the media to talk about it? And do we try to get involved by calling in to the numbers and asking what can we do to help? They've actually left a phone number on that videotape, and you can call in to make other further inquiries and also offer your assistance. Now, am I alerting the whistle? Am I exposing something? I hope so, because certainly things have got to be talked about, and they need to be addressed. Now, I did put some information on my website about DNA, that was allowing you to purchase a DNA kit. I'll put that back out there again for you right after next week possibly. And it talks about how to order your kit and exactly what they're going to be examining in order to come up with your DNA, your paternal DNA, and also your maternal DNA to show who's on your mother's side and your father's side. A lot of people were very, very interested and shocked to find out where they came from. And they vowed to go back to Africa to visit these places. Now, I may just fill out a kit to have my DNA done. I like to know where I came from as well. And as some of you know, I indicated where I came, who I thought I came from, because Africans had told me I was from various different places. However, I like to have the DNA done so I can know for sure, so I can get certificated and have something on record to show where my family is from. One of the most important things about that is that you could reunite with people that actually came from your same DNA. And it's very important that we find out this information, ladies and gentlemen. Even at all the churches, you should be eager to find this information out. And this program should be shared with the various churches to help those churches to see where their culture came from. Now, we are talking about reparation in this room, ladies and gentlemen. And you're free to come in and talk if you like. And the room number here is 646-478-0270. And we've been talking about this for quite some while now, and we've invited people to come and talk, and hopefully our guest will join us tomorrow, who is going to come in and have an in-depth conversation about reparation. One of the things I want you to know as African-Americans, that reparation is not just filthy lucre. It is rights. It is privileges. It is opportunities. So we are looking to find out, what privileges do we deserve? What rights have been violated on our behalf? When you look at things in this perspective, then we can give the person more time to come up with monetary gains to accommodate us. But when we're talking about money, people think that money is readily available, and it's not. And we also have to remember that those people who have been given their sanction, they are farther more along than we are. If we stay in the background and never want any help for what ails us, we continue to get sicker and sicker. Let's try to get well, ladies and gentlemen. Let's try and get well. And stay conscious. Don't let me see you wavering and becoming afraid. Don't waver in well-doing. Stay firm in what you believe. The winds are going to come and blow up against you, and the storms may come, and the rains are going to come, and the wind will continue to chasten you. But you got to stay firm in what you start, what good path you started, continue on that path. And don't waver. Don't get scared and say, no, we don't need reparation. Don't get frightened and think that somebody is looking over your shoulder because you're standing for something. It's better to stand for something than to fall for something that is not conscious. It's better to understand Jesus himself had the Black Panther over his doorpost. Yes, he was a rebel. And yes, he was a patriotic mover and shaker. He believed in a cause in the church. He brought radical charges against the Romans. He brought a wrath against those who were taking God's money and throwing it away. He even brought a sword to the situation. In other words, Jesus didn't play. He was not going to let anyone run over him. And he was going to get up enough conscious brothers like his nephew or his cousin John to collaborate with his efforts And he then began to talk to John and tell John, I think we can settle this thing with love. But John said, no, no, Bar-Jesus, we're not going to be able to settle it with love. If you have a coat, sell your coat, Jesus said, after it got so rough. And he told his followers and disciples, we're going to have to lay our lives down. And some of us are going to perish, but we're going to have to stand with a sword in our hand to defend ourselves. Let your tongue and your mouth be your sword, ladies and gentlemen. Let your tongue and your mouth be your sword. Let it be your weapon, because you know our weapons are not carnal through the pulling down a stronghold. We war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and high places. As we get an understanding that we must stop fighting our brothers with carnal warfare, we must stop destroying our sisters and brothers with carnal warfare, we must use our tongues and sharpen them periodically so that they bring forth truth and light, cut coming and cut going. Sometimes the truth is cutting, and sometimes the truth hurts. But nevertheless, if we are the caller to faith and the one to bring the missionary work, we must bring the word even though it hurts while it cuts into deep places. We must understand that religion was not created for the black man or woman, that religion has distorted us, it has confused us, it has divided us. We must remember that religion was created for those that are not spiritually conscious. We have taken this religion ourselves and made it into our battle cry, when in fact it was never created for us. We are the carriers of faith. In our very bowels do we utter the scriptures from our DNA. In our very loins do we have encapped in our medulla oblongata, who we once were as the church. We are the living episcopals. We are the living temple. We are the water. We are the Alpha and the Omega. Why don't we act like it? Why don't we stand and let the world know who we are? It's because we are asleep. I'm summoning the trumpet to waken you up today. I am the trumpet to wake you up. I summons all of the instrumental tools to waken you and to jar you away from your safe place in the atmosphere out there somewhere. I am the trumpet and the sounding voice to wake you up, my sons and daughters, to let you know redemption, redemption, redemption is near. How can you sleep your life away when redemption is so close at hand? How can you stand still when you know there's an urgency to get up and mount up and pull down and tear down and show the house of Jacob their transgression? How could we, during the 21st century, see injustice being done and not cry a tear for our people who are so ignorant to believe that they were working on plantations without knowing that slavery had been emancipated? How? How could we stand in face of injustice? Wake up, my brother. Wake up, my sister. Don't think that it's strange that there's a voice in the wilderness to cry out. There's many that were going to be sent to tell the story. My question is, will you be awakened in time to hear the good news? And the good news is that we will get reparation. We will get reparation. Because now the people are telling on themselves. Now the very thing that they crushed to the ground and tried to suppress is rising up and speaking out and demanding assistance. We are only going to be able to shake our heads and say, how did it happen in the 21st century? How did someone write a law and tell you we must abide by our Emancipation Proclamation? We must adhere to our 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment, because it is law. How do you or how dare you come against law when we take law and desecrate it and crush it to the ground? Truth crushed to the ground will rise again, my brother. I said truth crushed to the ground will rise again, my brother and my sister. And when it does rise up, it's going to sling its scalpel and its sword from every four corner direction. And during this particular time, what you were holding back from the universe, what you were buying off from the universe, is going to take hold, because there is a chastening that must happen, because some people have thought themselves to get away with so many things and cover them up. Truth crushed to the ground will rise again, and it will reveal that which has been covered up and expose it to the nation of people. How can you trap people a second time and put them through slavery in the 21st century? How can you lock them away for no one to see and put shackles on their minds and on their feet and tell them, my brothers and sisters, you're still in slavery? How can you lock them away from the real world so they have no knowledge of being in touch with the conscious world? How can you steal and rob from a people a second time, I say, my brother? How can you take the law and put it on your side and say that your rules are the ones that will rule? I tell you, my brother and my sister, you will be governed by your own rules. It is your own rules that will chasten you. My only question is, are you prepared to stand? Are you prepared to stand through the chastisement? Chastisement will be upon you. Chastisement will be upon you. Mother Nature is calling this forth. Mother Nature has summoned it to the universe, because it is the universe that wants to pick us up and make us strong and hold us and steady us on the course. As we take that journey a second time, Mother Nature will be with us this time. She will even converse with us. And she will let us know that she's been rooting for us all along and waiting for us to ask her to take control. She told us that she was a coyote. She was the owl. She was a serpent. She was a sea man. She was also the bear. She was also the jackal. She told us that she would watch out for us. But we didn't believe her. We didn't know that she was us and we are them and they are us and we're one. And a people divided cannot stand. So I say, mount up with Mother Nature. Mount up with the universe. Mount up with your arch animals. And preachers, they want to assist us. They want to aid us. They are more with us than against us. We have the whole host of heaven and the animals on our side. We will not be taken through another senseless act of slavery. It will not hurt us in the 21st century. It was cut off during the Emancipation Proclamation. What is it doing showing up in the 21st century, I ask? How did it get here? It was never taken away. It was hidden, made to look as if we were free. But still what haunted us in the back of our mind was the fact that we weren't free. We knew we weren't free when some of our brothers and sisters were locked away. Something in our mind, our conscious mind, told us there was a part of us that wasn't free. There was a part of us that didn't have redemption. Redemption, redemption. There was a part of us that couldn't stand steady and work for yourselves and produce for yourself. There was a part of us that was locked away. How long did they think they could lock and keep that a secret and show impartiality to a weaker group of uneducated people? How long could they take advantage of the women to prostitute them, to appropriate them, and produce more of their like kind? How long did they think that these vials will remain hidden away? God and himself and the ancestors called those files forward. They purged them and brought them forward for the world to see. Your dirty laundry is out there now. Your dirty laundry is exposed now. And all of the talk that people give about you don't deserve reparation, you were in slavery, and we don't owe your parents, and we don't owe your mothers and your sisters and brothers, but yet now the world sees, yes, you do owe us, because you've exposed yourself to the world by locking away innocent victims who were not informed in a timely manner of their freedom. Of their freedom. We do such scrupulating things, thinking that no one will find out. Well, the very wind will utter the words and carry the message. The very dust in the air, like a vapor, it will not vanish away. It will take root and grow and spring up in the hearts of man, and they will know in their mind what is happening that has been hidden away. Slavery is abomination. Slavery is abomination, and it has no place in this society. Excuse me. Yet we have slavery here in the 21st century. Yet we have victims coming out from the woodwork talking about their enslavement, talking about their slave master, writing letters, asking their advocates to assist and aid them to get a message through. Where they finally penetrated and they got a message through. They got a message through for the world to see. And now that the message is through, and now that the world knows that slavery is still living and well, what must you do? What will you do? How will you handle this situation? I want you to call in because I want to converse about it. I want to know how you feel now that you know that truly there were still some held in captivity and some who didn't get their freedom and still are entitled to compensation and repair. What will you say now, I say? Will you say, give the people what they deserve? Will you say, for God's sake, you've got to give more power to our people? I said, for God's sake, when caught the second time, you got to give more power to the people. You got to empower them. You got to pardon. You ask for forgiveness for your deed. You got to allow chastening to go forward. You cannot hold the hands of those who have slavery in solitude. You cannot bar or forgive or pardon those who play the part in this the second time around. They must be chastened. And you must promise and bar in your heart not to ever let this type of thing happen again. Because you truly covered up or you suppressed so that no one would know that some of those who could not read were held in solitude on plantations, cropping and sharecropping, and under laws and contracts that forbid them from leaving the plantation. And you forbid them from leaving by taking out pistols and guns and using soldiers against innocent people. Something has to be done. I wonder, will this be a case for the media to decide? Or will this case be suppressed? Or will it be brought forward? Slavery in the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen. Slavery in the 21st century. That's right. What is being done about it? And those people that cried out, what type of assistance are they getting? And what about the others that are still in those 16 states that are still in captive in slavery? I hope you'll call in, ladies and gentlemen, and be a part of this discussion. I hope that you'll call in and you'll give your 2 cents or put your money's worth or whatever you have to offer in the conversation. Because it's certainly a hot topic these days. And don't think that Omi's just the only one crying in the atmosphere. I told you spiritualists will call from all over, and they will be chanting the same thing. When there is something that the spirit wants to get across, it doesn't just come from one person's mouth, but many people. And it will line up with what the spirits have to say. And right now, the spirits are very unhappy that in the lagoon, that in the bottom of the ocean, the annals of the ocean, there's still souls that cry out that never made it out of the middle passageway. And there's still souls that cry out that are in barns and on farms and on crops who are still crying out. No wonder we kept hearing the cry out and the voices at night. No wonder we kept feeling that this eerie feeling that the slaves were still out there somewhere in the atmosphere is because they were never all free. No wonder we kept wondering, did everyone get the message? And did they get free in time? No, they didn't. Some of them were left behind. Some of them are still left behind. It is a sin against humanity. The greatest sin against humanity when people and human beings are treated like very dust of the earth, stamped on and trampled on, it is a sin of humanity. I wonder, will our people wake up to properly and swiftly chasten? In a swift manner, I'd say. Some things have to be dealt with in a timely fashion. It's time that we address the real problems of the world. Inhumane behavior towards the darker shade of people. Inhumane treatment towards the darker shade of people. We only ask that you pardon yourself and ask forgiveness. We only ask that you begin to start to the process of treating people like decent, dignified individuals. We only ask that you stop incarcerating falsely. We only ask that you give everyone a proper standing in society. Will you assist and aid in this new dispensation to stop the slavery of the 21st century. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for going all the way with Omi on this topic. Excuse me. I'd like to thank you for being a part of this topic. I was very, very distraught and very, very dismayed when I discovered on YouTube that there still prevails slavery, even after the Emancipation Proclamation. It brought tears to my eyes to see these women, these two sisters, talk about their father who tried to escape, 100-some-odd years old, and their brothers and sisters and them were in captivity for many, many, many years, and they finally got free in 1963. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 1963, and there were cases that went beyond 1963 all the way to 1980 of known slavery where they were sharecropping. You and I may have some relatives that were part of this, that were sharecropping, so the slave owner said, on their farms, and who were never paid and who was held in captivity like slaves. You and I may be a part of family members who were incarcerated in a so-called sharecropping slave manner. If we are, I hope that we rise up to speak out against this injustice. I hope that we align ourselves with those vessels who are going to go out front and cry loud and spare not and lift up their voices like a trumpet. I hope that you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is the time that we are to address all of those evils and that we put a light on the subject. I'm putting my light on the subject here and now. I hope you will come in this room and voice your opinion and put your light on it. I hope you'll be a part of the solution of coming up with how can we deal with reparations. How do we bring a rites of passage to our children and our elders? How do we bring consciousness to them even so they can know who they are and being given the right to name for themselves, to decide for themselves, and to use Kujichagulia in a collective manner. That's right, we are African Americans, but we must maintain our connection and lineage to being an African. And we must have a passage so we can pass over into man and womanhood and use the rites of passage to advance ourselves to a higher level of consciousness. And ladies and gentlemen, you've been great in the room, and thank you so much for being a part of our discussion today. And we will be back at you tomorrow in the atmosphere. As you notice on Mondays, I am not in on Mondays mostly. So far I've scheduled myself so that my week starts on Tuesday now instead of Monday. However, I hope that you will go back and view those tapes on demand. And you know I am your emperor. I'm here to serve you at your command. I am the advocate you want, and I know I am your advisor, the one you want. So please don't hesitate to come in this room and look me up. And because I am your emperor, ladies and gentlemen, I did deserve that drum roll today, and I did deserve those drummers to come in. Come on in, drummers. They've been waiting for me to call them for a while now. And as I bring them in here, ladies and gentlemen, as I'm on my way out of here, I'd like to thank you, drummers, so much for giving me that encore as I am out of school today. And ladies and gentlemen, you've been a great joy to work with, and I hope you come in with your questions and answers on reparations. and gentlemen, on that note, I'd like to say, devil and Baba Boy to you, y'all. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Let's get out and get ready to have our dinner. To thank you for being a part of the Talking Cure this evening, which has been underwritten by Project 2019. We will see you tomorrow in the room, same time at 6 o'clock sharp. Please bring your questions And don't hesitate, ladies and gentlemen, to check out the website. It's up for you now, and there are some great things out there for you to look at on the website. We do have another link that we're going to be adding to that website with our Family Life Center. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a grand opening of our Family Life Center. We're focusing in on the area of science and consumer science in the area of sustainability. One of the things we are featuring is a conference that's being held in La Crosse, Wisconsin, that they're having through the company called Moses. And because we're part of sustainability and working with organic gardening, we are urging all young people from the age of 18 to 25 who would like to go to that seminar to please register and sign up for that seminar. That link won't be on there until possibly Friday, where you can link to the other site. The other site has information about DNA, understanding how to go back to your motherland and reconnect to your tribe, lots of videotapes to take you back through that. And then there's also the section on signing up for the conference, for the stewardship conference for the youth who like to get involved in organic gardening, organic industry. That is a workshop, once again, coming up February. I think it is either February or March. I'm not certain. Don't quote me on that, but you can register for that workshop. Now, there are a whole lot of other things that they're going to be offering for the family members, the adults who would like to go to that conference as well. We're going to be pushing a lot of programs that pertain to families, specifically to sustainability. Now, on that webpage, you can also read our mission statement and a little bit about our purpose and why we have revamped our mission statement. Now, those websites are for your convenience. There are going to be a number of different books on industrial organic gardening that you can actually purchase out there. Right now, we're just putting up some of the titles, but in the future, we should have that all lined up for you, and that link will be added by Friday. Right now, you can just get into that one website, and that takes you over to the website with my books and a little bit about the CDs and the upcoming books. However, I do want you to join us and be a part of that. You are a part of the family, and you're welcome to come in to frequent that website. And down the road, we hope to have more things that you can get involved in, things that we can give away, information sharing material. This is going to be focusing in on our Family Life Center. And because we're focusing in on the consciousness of traditional training in African traditions, this will be focused primarily on the customs of the Kemetic Yoruba African teaching, and on the surface we'll be doing the rites of passage for the youth as well as a certificate program for the elders. And we'd like for you to be a part of that. This isn't something we were just going to do temporarily and it was going to fade away. Our whole concept was to focus in on having a life, family life system that would allow our people to become more custom driven and more traditional driven and teach the world about how we civilize ourselves. Thank you so much for joining us, and do tune in tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you to come in and support us by adding questions. And as I told you about the test that we have on that website, I'm trying to get back in that website, but it's been rather difficult. Once I get back in, I'll link it to the room so that you can go in and answer those questions. But you don't have to be so eager about test questions now. There's going to be so many fun things to do that you'll get to the quiz part. It's not going to be graded. We will discuss it. As we bring this program to a close on reparation, we'll be able to bring some closure to what were some of the main points. I'm going to have to add the 21st century information on slavery on there, which was not included. But it was newfound information, and I thought I'd add it to this room for discussion. Go out and look at those videotapes and YouTubes on the 21st century slavery and see what's going on. It'll be a shock to you. I'm sure it will, because it was a shock to me. But nevertheless, it was information that I needed to know about to pass on to you and to the world. slavery in the 21st century. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? What are we going to do about it? And what are we going to do to eradicate it? And who are those people that are trying to smuggle it through and keep it quiet and a secret? We've got to stop it. We've got to nail it down and stop it in its tracks. It can't continue to live. A lie that is rising up again cannot continue to live. We must stop it. And we will see you tomorrow here in this room, same time, same place. So we look forward to seeing you. Have a great day. Oh, double.